This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, May 9th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The 9th annual West Fork Watershed Cleanup is May 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with check-in at Riverside Park in downtown West Fork. Volunteers are needed and lunch will be provided. The West Fork watershed flows to Beaver Lake, which is used as the primary drinking water source for more than 400,000 people. You drink it every day. Registration and information available through the Beaver Watershed Alliance at 274-8903 or bwdh20.org.
The 5th annual Singing for Spays picnic to benefit Spay, Arkansas will be May 17th from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. at Dog Party USA. Tickets will be available at the door. Barbecue with all of the fixings, refreshments, and live music will be offered. More information available at spayarkansas.org or on Facebook at Spay Arkansas.
Ahead on Ozarks, Kyle talks to Michael Tilley about a new owner for some long-abandoned real estate in Fort Smith and the official announcement of a Whole Foods in Fayetteville.
First, a $125,000 contribution from ExxonMobil yesterday marks the launch of the Faulkner County Disaster Recovery Fund. The fund, created by the Arkansas Community Foundation, is focused on long-term recovery efforts rather than immediate relief projects. Heather Larkin, the foundation's president, says past experience will shape how grants are distributed.
In the spring of 2007, we administered a similar fund in Dumas that over the following 24 months made grants for recovery and rebuilding. That experience taught us a lot and crystallized what we all in this room already know. The needs of those communities affected on the 27th will not end with food, water, and shelter in the immediate short term.
The nonprofit is accepting grant applications and selecting local community members to be on a committee in charge of awarding funds.
Two Arkansas lawmakers who have been opposed to the state's private option say they'll ask a legislative committee in June to authorize another analysis of the program's financial impact. Republican State Senator Brian King of Green Forest says the private option, which uses federal Medicaid money to buy private insurance for low-income Arkansans, is on track to cost the state significantly more than has been projected.
If you get close to $200 million over budget on this, when the 10% kicks in, which may actually be 30%, we don't know what that's going to be, they're already from their original estimates, could be that $10 to $20 million are going to have to come out of our general revenue, and that's going to impact our state later on, which in turn is going to impact how we fund schools, colleges, universities, and create a better tax environment.
Another GOP state representative, Joe Farr from Lone Oak County, says the estimates produced for the state underestimate the cost per person.
Optimist, again, guessed at another number, $477 a month budget neutrality. We are $3 million a month over what they guessed then. Again, we're going to ask for a private independent firm to come back, renew these numbers, redo them, see what our actual costs are. If we continue what we're doing right now, we'll be over $21 billion, their estimated guess.
State health officials say they expect costs to decrease in the near future and the federal government, not the state, to pay for any additional costs. More than 127,000 Arkansans are enrolled in the program.
Tomorrow, the National Association of Letter Carriers will hold its annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, which last year collected 74 million pounds of food nationwide. To participate, people are asked to leave non-perishable food items next to their mailboxes in the morning so their letter carrier can pick it up during his or her route. Rhonda Sanders, CEO of the Arkansas Food Bank, says the country's largest single-day food drive comes at a critical time of year.
When we get to May, a lot of the donations and things that we have had are really running out, and we know that we're being faced with summer. And summer means that there are a lot of kids that are at home that normally would have been fed, you know, at school. And now they're sitting at home and their families run short on food.
Arkansas is top in the nation for food insecurity, with over 500,000 people estimated to be living in hunger.
The League of American Cyclists ranks Arkansas as the 38th most friendly state toward bicycles. Last year, the state was ranked 37th, and although this year's ranking is slightly lower, the league recognized some advancement in making Arkansas more bicycle friendly. Specifically, Arkansas improves slightly in implementation of bicycle friendly policies and programs, and in evaluation and planning of bicycle related initiatives in the state.
Remediation of the former C&L landfill on Cato Springs Road in Fayetteville is underway. According to the City of Fayetteville, the remediation of the site is expected to be completed by the end of the year, but in the coming weeks, large trucks are expected to haul material into the site using Judge Cummings Road. The city and the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, which is overseeing the remediation project, urge residents to use caution in the area while the project continues.
SFC Fluidics, a company based at the Arkansas Research and Technology Park in Fayetteville, recently closed a successful investment push. The company secured $2 million in its second investment round. That money will go toward commercializing a new disposable insulin patch pump, which is smaller than any pump on the market. According to the CityWire, SFC Fluidics will start clinical studies next year to demonstrate the pump's effectiveness, and the device is expected to be ready for the market in 2016.
Although he was originally scheduled to address graduating University of Arkansas students and receive an honorary Doctor of Laws degree, Governor Mike Beebe will not be at the university's commencement ceremony tomorrow. According to the university, the governor will be at a family funeral in northeast Arkansas tomorrow morning. Anita Huffington, a nationally known sculptor who's lived in northwest Arkansas since 1977, will receive an honorary Doctor of Fine Arts degree, and she'll address students during the commencement.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals fell at home last night to the Springfield Cardinals 11-2. The loss puts the Naturals at 11-22 on the season. Play continues tonight in Springdale.
Speaking of tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s in northwest Arkansas, lower to mid-60s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, cloudy, 30% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. And for Saturday night, cloudy, slight chance of showers, about a 20% chance, lows will be in the upper 60s.